there are two ancient traditions that anchor our worship service on this last Sunday before Easter. We begin our service with celebratory palm branches in our hands and words of praise on our lips, welcoming Christ into this place, just as he was welcomed into Jerusalem all those years ago. We welcome Christ into this place here today because he is in our midst. And we listen to the gospel lesson that proclaims the entire Passion narrative, the only Sunday in the whole year that we hear the lengthy account of Jesus' betrayal, torture, arrest, and death. These two traditions are as powerful as they are opposite. And yet, I think both capture the heart of discipleship. 1 minute we are singing sweet hosannas of praise to God, and the next we are crying out, "Crucify him!" When things are going well, we offer our praise and worship to God, drawing near to Jesus. And when things don't go the way we want them to, our praises cease, and we turn away from God. In recent decades, many churches have omitted the reading of the Passion on Palm Sunday. And I think it's in large part because we want the celebration and the joy, but we don't want to have to sit with the pain and the hard emotions that come with Jesus' passion. We'd rather skip over Good Friday and Holy Saturday and go straight from Palm Sunday right into Easter. We'd rather get caught up in the parade, waving our palms, skip the painful parts of the stripping of the altar and hearing the passion and having the shadows lengthen on Good Friday. I think this is in large part because in order to sit with the story of Jesus' passion, we're not only called to witness the pain of all that he endured, we're called to acknowledge that we are the ones who, like Judas and Peter, betray Jesus. That we, like the crowd, are disappointed and disillusioned with Jesus and all the ways that he doesn't meet our expectations, and we turn on a dime, praising him with one breath and condemning him with another. That we, like all of the disciples, are deserters. When times get tough, we get out of there. That we, like Peter and James and John, when asked to remain with Jesus in his anguish, we don't. And yet, even when we betray Christ, even when we turn on him, even when we close our eyes to his pain and anguish, Jesus never does. Jesus doesn't betray us. He doesn't turn on us. He doesn't desert us. He doesn't close his eyes to our pain and anguish. He endured pain and suffering beyond what we can even begin to comprehend. And he is present with us, always drawing near to us when we go through pain and suffering. Jesus is faithful, even when we aren't. His love for us, his mercy, his faithfulness is not dependent on anything that we do or say or don't do or don't say. The love of Christ is a gift beyond measure, a gift that calls us and beckons us to draw near to Christ and to stay near to him. Brothers and sisters, this Holy Week, we are invited to not look away from all that Jesus endured, but instead we are invited to bear witness to it, to sit with the discomfort, to sit with the pain, to let the Holy Spirit convict us of the ways that we betray God, of the ways that we turn away from God. May we, this week, fulfill Jesus' request to Peter and James and John to remain with him, to remain with him in his pain and anguish, to stay awake. May we keep vigil this holiest of weeks and sit and remain with Christ. Amen.